Have you ever wondered what it's like to run a Molly Maid franchise? Wondered if you have what it takes? Welcome to Running a Franchise with Molly Maid. In this series, we take you behind the scenes, introducing you to key members of Molly Maid Canada and the amazing partners we work with. We will cover the history of the business and share insights on the support we offer franchise partners and the opportunity for success that is yours for the taking.
Welcome to the Molly Maid Canada podcast. I'm Kelly Riley Dunbavin, the manager of marketing and growth. And today I'm turning the tables on your regular host, Fiona Stiant, who is here today to discuss the running of a Molly Maid franchise. And I would like to say hello, Miss Fiona. How are you?
Kelly, I am so happy to be here today to talk about the corporate franchise.
Awesome. When did Molly Maid Canada take over the Halifax franchise as a corporate unit?
Well, Kelly, we officially took over the franchise in the spring of 2018. But prior to that, we had to go in and figure out, you know, what was the first step? What was our first mandate in terms of coming in to run a successful corporate franchise? And so we determined that it was to find a strong franchise manager. We are actually located in Oakville, Ontario, and as you know, or maybe you don't know, our corporate franchise is located in Halifax, Dartmouth, Nova Scotia. So we knew that the first thing we had to do was find someone that was going to be able to effectively manage the business. So we actually advertised and found a ton of candidates, and we flew out and had in-person interviews, numerous interviews actually, before selecting our current franchise manager, Danielle Lighthizer. And Danielle has honestly been a key asset in the growth and success franchise. And she also has future plans to purchase part of the franchise. She's looking at the Dartmouth side. And then when that does happen, we'll list the Halifax side for sale. Because we know at Molly Maid, one thing is for certain, is that if you're coming in as an owner-operator, you have to be present in the business to be able to manage it successfully. Unless your supervisor or franchise manager has a vested interest. Because unfortunately, at some point down the line, they feel that, you know, they're doing all the work. You're making money. So in this case, it was really great from the outset that, you know, Danielle was looking at future ownership. And so she's been very invested in this business. And that's really made all the difference.
That's amazing. Yeah. From personal experience of working with Danielle, I can see how that's going to be a great addition to our franchise partner team. So how many teams are currently working in the Halifax Dartmouth franchise?
Well, it is one of our larger franchises. We currently have 12 teams of two people. That's how we operate, currently operating. And actually, we're adding our 13th team.
Right. Well, that's massive. So in terms of your experience with the running of the franchise, what do you see as the biggest challenges?
Well, Kelly, as I say all the time, and to anyone that's interested in a Molly Maid franchise, the biggest challenge in a Molly Maid franchise is the same in any of them, and that is team recruitment and team retention. I mean, I will say for us, we're very fortunate because Danielle has been super proactive in recruiting, and she is very, very forward-thinking. She does a remarkable job. However, sometimes it doesn't matter how good of a job, you know, you're doing. There are things that are out of your control. You know, like people move or things happen in, you know, our staff, our team members' lives, you know, COVID, for example, sickness. Right. So, you know, we really have to spend a lot of time, you know, ensuring that we are advertising and interviewing and hiring and making sure we have backups to our backups. The other thing, too, is we spend a lot of time on the retention piece of the business, because it's really important that our team members feel recognized and appreciated. Mm-hmm. We thank them as often as we can for the hard work that they do, because it is a hard job.
And yeah, for sure.
And so, you know, it's kind of twofold, but definitely, hands down, the biggest challenge in the business is the team member side of things, for sure.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, really, from my perspective in marketing, you're constantly recruiting. You're either recruiting customers or you're recruiting team members. So I can appreciate how tricky that can be. Now, so this is a question I'm not sure you feel comfortable answering, but is the franchise profitable?
Well, actually, all of our franchises are profitable. I mean, I'm not going to give out specific numbers. However, I can say that the typical profit margin in our franchises is between 15 and 20%. However, you know, I'm not making any guarantee of this. But when we go out and we take a look at the profit and loss statements, income statements for our franchise partners, that's typically what we're seeing is 15 to 20%.
Right.
Now, one of the benefits, of course, of being a small business owner is that you are able to run some additional expenses through the business. Maybe it's your car, your husband or partner's car, you know, a cell phone, your kid's cell phone, mm-hmm. sorts of things. We don't really, you know, get involved in that. That's something between, you know, the owner and their accountant. So what we ask our franchise partners to do is prepare a statement of normalized earnings, which removes all these additional expenses. And when we do that, again, our typical profit margin is 15 to 20%. However, there are other variables that must be considered, because if you're a smaller business and you choose to have a supervisor, then, you know, that may be an additional expense that will eat into your profit. So there are some variables there as well. But, you know, our franchisees are very profitable for sure.
Right. Right. That's amazing. Why wouldn't you buy one? Okay. So talking about the corporate franchise, what do you feel? So having, like, working on the corporate side and having the corporate franchise, what do you feel like the benefit has been or would be to another franchisor?
Well, I would say, and I'm sure you could agree with this, the number one benefit we have is being able to trial programs.
Exactly.
Programs, yeah. And, you know, different things that we're doing. And, you know, also the ability to follow trends that are happening within our franchises, as well as getting direct feedback from our frontline workers. So, you know, if we decide we want to roll out a new uniform, for example, we can roll it out, you know, get a trial program there within the corporate Halifax franchise, roll it out, get feedback and see, you know, is this program working? So I would say that would be our number one benefit, because before we're ever going to roll something out to all of our franchise partners across Canada, we want to make sure that it makes sense, you know, and it's cost effective and that it works. And I think having the corporate franchise allows us to do that.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. From marketing perspective, being able to test and pilot different projects through the Halifax franchise has been really helpful from my perspective and being able to do my job as well. So, yes.
And you know, it makes us a great franchisor, because I think, you know, we're not just deciding on programs or changes to our system without really, truly vetting them first.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so final question. How has overseeing the franchise, the corporate franchise, helped you when you've been working with potential buyers? Because that's why we're here. This podcast is to get more franchise partners into the business. So what has that done for you?
Well, I guess the biggest thing is when I'm speaking with candidates about the opportunity, and they have specific questions to what's happening within the franchises or within a franchise, I'm able to answer those questions based on what's happening in real time. I mean, I'm very connected with our franchise manager, and I know what's happening in a franchise. And again, when I talk about the challenges, I can talk about them because I know specifically when we are having those challenges and how we're dealing with them and what we're dealing with. So I just feel, it gives us some credibility too, because, you know, I can say, you know, I'm running this franchise with the, you know, with my partner, Danielle, who's the franchise manager out there, but I can answer questions, any questions, you know, candidates have in terms of the day-to-day operations, what's involved, and those types of specific questions. So, I mean, I would say that's the biggest benefit in overseeing our corporate unit for sure.
That's awesome. Well, listen, it's been awesome sitting in your seat today, turning the tables. I would encourage everyone to like, share, and subscribe to both the podcast and on YouTube. And if you have any questions and you want further knowledge of running a franchise, I would encourage you to reach out to Fiona Stoyant, and that would be at franchiseopportunities@mollymade.ca. So until next time when I get to be your host, I'll see you later.
That's great. Thanks so much, Kelly.
Thanks, Fiona.
Thank you for joining us on Running a Franchise with Molly Maid. If you are interested in learning more about franchise opportunities with Molly Maid Canada, please send us an email at franchiseopportunities@mollymaid.ca. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode.